Well, I'll go to here first. Look and see if it shoots green across there when I'm talking.
Testing, one, two, three. Testing, it is working?
I was gonna say, even with a little bit, we're talking here.
Okay, let us stop it. Yes.
This January 5th, 2015 workshop meeting of the Othello City Council to order, and welcome everyone here tonight. Would you all please rise? I'm gonna say a short prayer and then lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come, make decisions for this city, to honor two men, and to conduct the affairs that need to be handled tonight. Please give us wisdom and build integrity into each one of our hearts as we go forward. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated.
I'd like to go to item 1.03 on our agenda, roll call. I see that all the council members are present. And moving item 1.04, citizen input. Is there any member of the public tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council? You'd have up to 5 minutes to speak. Is there anyone here who would like to address the Othello City Council tonight? Okay, moving on. The first item of business, 2.01. Oath of office for new police officer Claudio Garza. Would you please come forward? Claudio comes to us from Terrace Heights, which is a suburb of Yakima. Is that right? Officer Garza graduated from East Valley High School in 2000. He served in the U.S. Marine Corps from 2001 through 2006. He reached the rank of E5, which is sergeant. Officer Garza continued his education at Clark College, earning an AA degree. Officer Garza joined our team in November of 2014 and is excited to attend the Basic Law Enforcement Academy later this month. Officer Garza is married to Alicia, and they have 5 children, ages 19 to 1 years old. Can you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Claudio L. Garza III, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington and the Charter and ordinances of the City of Othello, Washington, and abide by the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics as adopted by the Othello Police Department, that I will faithfully and honestly and impartially perform and discharge the duties of a police officer during my continuance as such. So help me God. Congratulations, Claudio. Welcome to the City of Othello.
Now, real quickly, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to invite Claudio's wife to come on up and pin his badge on. That's a tradition that we have adopted in our department and hopefully will continue for many, many years. Claudio is the last officer to fill our vacancies that we have. Once the SRO contract is approved, then we will have an additional vacancy, so we'll be looking to fill that also. So it's this is one of the best honors that we can have, and I'd like to invite you to come on up.
And she's told you to draw a little bit of blood.
Thank you. you can just jam it.
Okay, and at this time, I would like to call forth Officer Todd Gilbert. Todd is a lifelong Othello resident, graduating from Othello High School in 1999. Sergeant Gilbert continued his education at Brigham Young University, Idaho, Big Bend Community College, and Washington State University, where he earned a Bachelor's of Arts degree in Social Science. Todd has been a member of the Othello Police Department since August 2011, and he is a field training officer along with a certification for forensic child interviewing. Todd has proven to be a very consistent member and is respected by his peers. Todd is married to Cherie, and they have two sons, Grady and Reggie, and they're expecting their third son this spring. At this time, I'd like to administer the oath of office, the sergeant, to Todd. If you'll please raise your right hand. I, Todd Gilbert,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution and laws of the State of Washington,
and the Constitution of the State
and laws
of the State of Washington,
and the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Othello,
and the Charter and Ordinances of the City of Othello,
and abide by the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics,
and abide by the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics,
as adopted by the Othello Police Department,
as adopted by the Othello Police Department,
and that I will faithfully and honestly,
that I will faithfully and honestly,
and impartially perform,
and impartially perform,
and discharge the duties of a police officer,
and discharge the duties of a police officer,
during my continuance as such,
during my continuance as such,
so help me God. Congratulations, Todd, to your promotion to rank of sergeant of the Othello Police Department.
Vacancy in our sergeant, so we now have three authorized sergeants, and I think that he's going to make a great addition to our management team within the police department. Thanks, sir.
Yep.
So, and I won't take very long here, but I wanted to explain some of the process, and I think he's probably still smarting a little bit from the process that he went through. What we did was we put together an assessment center to test a whole bunch of skills that a sergeant or even a chief would potentially experience in a day. Everything from counseling employees to interpreting policy and laws to, at the final, a meeting with the city city administrator and a mayor and a council member. And all simulated. These were folks that we brought in from other cities. We had the undersheriff from Grant County, police chief from Connell, and a sergeant from Benton County. And each of those graded the candidates. And I think by the end of the day, they looked very stressed. So I think we probably put them through a fairly good process. Those results then went on to civil service for civil service to certify the list, which I then chose Todd, who was the number one candidate on that. So it was, a very good process. Dave and I had a lot of fun watching these men go through this process. So hopefully, we'll be able to do that same thing in the future. But it was a good event, so thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Moving on to item 2.3, Cooley Corridor Update. We want to welcome Ken Kaler back to the City Council chambers to give us an update on the Cooley Corridor. Ken is a volunteer on that committee, and I believe the city funds a portion of that every year with its budget, so Ken's here to give us an update.
Thank you, Mayor, Council, Citizen Duofellow. I just wanted to give you a little update of what's going on the Cooley Corridor. I know you hear a lot about it, you see things up and down the corridor, but I thought maybe on firsthand I'd just kind of show you a few things and refreshing your memory on a few items. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the continued support of the Cooley Corridor National Scenic Byway through our motel, hotel tax, and whatnot. That helped a lot, all of the cities, not all of the cities up and down the corridor, but a good many of them helped support it in that way. Not to say anything about Adams County, but Grant County gives us a pretty good chunk. They give us about $3,500, $3,400 this coming year. So we get support from everything. Adams County has given us some in the past. We're going to see if we can get a little out of them this year, too. So you're not the sole supporter of us. So we try to work this up and down from Connell to Grand Coulee. OMAC, we get a little bit out of, but most of it's up and down the corridor on this side. The Cooley Corridor, actually, when we got this thing moving, was about 1999. Well, as it progressed, a bunch of us kept pushing very hard on this, and in 2004, we become a national scenic byway, which gives it a pretty good recognition of what it's all about. It gives you one more of those steps. It's good for grants and things like that. So it's all helped. I know years ago, back in 2003, we even was considering putting in a visitor center here in Othello, and we pushed on that very hard, and it kind of fell by the wayside, but it's still back in the back of the minds that maybe someday we can come up with that again, you know, and make it happen. I know State Parks is working on the same idea, trying to get their little nip of that portion of it. But anyway, it's in the background. But what I kind of wanted to let you know, here's a map of our corridor. It actually goes from, technically, from Othello to OMAC. I know you hear pros and cons, it starts at 395 and all this, but it doesn't. It starts in Othello. And that is the main corridor. It runs up 17 to Cooley City, and you go through Moses Lake, Soap Lake, and actually Ephrata is a spur of that, or a loop of that portion. Picks those up, then it goes on up to Cooley City, across on Highway 2 to 150, Highway 155, on north to Grand Coulee, and then on across and over to OMAC. So it's a total of 150 miles if you go just the route itself. But we've got all kinds of loops and spurs that we also consider as part of the corridor. Back up here a little bit, take from Othello, we have a loop from Othello out to Mardon, which goes through the wildlife refuge and the Drumheller channels, and then goes to Mardon, then goes back east to 17, just north of the Warden cutoff. At Warden, there's a spur in the Warden, so that's just a little short nick of it. Going south from Othello, we go south on 17 and go into Connell. That's still a spur They tried to get that as a south entrance, but we stuck to our guns. The fellow is still the starting point. That's why you have the gateway sign out here. That's what it's all about. Let's put it on the map for a minute. I know this is a little bit maybe hard to tell you exactly what we're doing here, but this is one of our new proposed ideas, and we're working on this to make a new loop, and that's from Othello to Connell, which will no longer be a spur. It'll be a loop, goes to Connell, then it goes up Highway 260 to Colonus and Washtenaw. And then it also has a spur over to our Washington Falls, our new Washington State Falls. We want to pick that up and get it under the corridor. We were working on this before they ever started thinking about being a state falls. But anyway, we want to tie that all together. Then it'll continue on up to Washtenaw, and then it'll hit Highway 26. We're going to put a short spur on 26 over to the Palouse River, which will tie it in with the Palouse Scenic Byway. And that kind of all ties these things together, and it all helps when you're working on all these things together. Then we're going to go north to the big city of Binge. I don't know if anybody's been there or not, but it's a very big city, hid in the coulee out there. And we want to pick that up because it's part of the Ice Age floods, and it all ties in with this. Then we're going to turn west, go to Ralston, then back into Lynn, and then back into Warden. So that makes a loop of about 100 miles. And we've had pretty positive results on tying this thing together to help this thing all work. None of these places are big enough to do it on their own, but if you've got a main body to do it, then you can work out these things and make it all work that way. Couple projects that we're working on. If you see something that shows up, says FSI on it, don't get afraid that the investigators or whoever's coming around, but it's Flood Scene Investigator. We've got another idea that we're working on. We've got some schools interested in this idea, and education-wise, what we're going to do is tying the scenic byways in with the Ice Age floods, and which is what created this whole area anyway, between the Ice Age floods and whatnot. And what we'll do is up and down the area, we'll have different trips for them to take, or maybe a scheme for them to, hey, go find this or this and this, and then you'll get so many points for it down the road. So it's an idea that we're working on. We're also working on signage for our loops and spurs throughout the whole byway. We've got some for this loop out here. I've talked to the county. They're going to help us on installing some of those signs. I may come to the city and ask them if they wouldn't mind installing some signs for us. We'll furnish the signs, and then they'll and then they can be installed that way. Our main project that we would like to get completed this year, 2015, is our community kiosk. This is kind of a mock-up of it. If you notice, I think that's got Othello's emblem in the corner there. Several years ago, we worked on this, and we got it this far, and then it just kind of stopped for a little while. But I think you've got the city of Othello there. And anyway, we worked on this at different times, and we're in the point now where we want to get rolling on it. We've hired a graphic designer, and she's working on the Coulee Corridor side of it. For what there'll be, let's go to the other one. There'll be a well, what there'll be is this particular kiosk is basalt columns and then a 4x8 metal frame, and then there'll be four panels mounted on this frame. It'll be actually be marine plywood in the middle for the support of them, and then there'll be two of these panels for the community and two of them for the corridor. We're working on our two panels at the present time. We've got them pretty well designed. What we need to do is go to each one of the communities. We're planning on six of these up and down the corridor, and Othello's on the list. We've got to get with a committee. Maybe some of the councilmen would like to work on that. I want to get the chamber involved. I want to get the wildlife involved and a few others. Sandhill Crane, we've talked about doing it, but we just haven't got it all together. We've got some ideas, but we want to get those panels done and complete so we can get this portion of it done. We're just going to have to push pretty hard to make all this fit. We've got the pieces out there. We just haven't got it all put together. At one time here in Othello, we had a site proposed for this, which was about where the walking path is on 16th. We had a site there that we were talking about and considering it and installing this with the benches and whatnot. and was going to install it there, but it took so long to get this thing off the ground that it's kind of went by the wayside. So I would almost say that's probably no longer available, the way everything has been built and rebuilt and things and changed the whole process. We have a couple other sites in mind. I'm not going to say where they're at right now until I get a little better commitment on them. But do some thinking. Think what you might think about. And we'd like to have it somewhere on the corridor, maybe up and down Main Street here someplace, or close by in a way, rather than off the side, because you want as much traffic as you can get. And that's kind of the thought of it. What we're going to do is set up this committee. We'll have guidelines from the corridor to kind of guide you what we want put on these panels and whatnot. And so we can help a lot in this. We have some grant money available to install part of this, buy part of the material and whatnot, but I don't think we've got enough to do all six of them. So we're going to have some community support to make it all work. I'm not asking for any money tonight. I just want to let you know where we're at and keep you updated on where we're going. As you might know, or maybe you don't know, but tourism, a lot of people just brush it offside. That isn't anything. But you know, it's the number four revenue source in the state of Washington. Farming first, Boeing technology, and then tourism. So it used to be five, it stepped up one notch. So there's money out there. It's surprising, you know. Anytime somebody drives up and down a road and they go to a ball game, that's tourism because they're seeing something. So it's all there. The other thing I'd like to bring up is I went to the Department of Commerce and did some work on this portion of it. And as you're doing your comprehensive plans and whatnot, not picking on people here, but I see somebody in the audience here that I hope I can help a little bit here, and that's to preserve our scenic byways when they're developing a comprehensive plan. Sometimes it gets left out. Then pretty soon you end up with something like you got over in Tacoma, where you got all these big, huge signs up and down the highway, and pretty soon you can't see anything, you know. You can't see the forest or the trees, you know, there's just too much of it. So anyway, I just want to bring those few things up to you. And I want to thank you again for your support and whatnot to the clerk. Any questions?
Thank you, Ken. Questions?
All right.
Very good. Moving to item 2.04, review the 2015 committee list. This time a year ago, we had a lot of new appointments to committees, and once a year, we take a look at that committee list, which you guys have in front of you. And so, I guess at this time, and if Tricia, you would mind taking any of this information down, is there anybody who would like, that is sitting on a committee currently, would like to get off that committee and or swap committee? Or do you want to review this over the next week? And then when we have our council meeting next Monday, you can make your suggestions at that time, and we can hash that out. So what I guess I'd like for you to do tonight is take a look at what your responsibilities are within this list, and determine over the next week whether you intend to continue to serve on that committee or whether you would prefer to work on another committee. Keep in mind that if you get off that committee, that means somebody else is going to need to come upon that committee. So, and or I'll appoint them to that committee. So, just a comment. Okay? Now, if you go to the pool committee, my understanding of that is an internal selection, and that the Park and Rec Commissioner is one of those elected officials that was elected to the Park and Rec County Park and Rec Board, Adams County Park and Rec number one or something. They need to internally make that recommendation, and we'll just, that was listed, it was on here on your Excel spreadsheet. As a vacancy, but what that board itself will make its own recommendation. Right now they have Alan Hanks, I think Bill Bethman is a number member, Dan Leary is another member, and Angel, I believe, is another member. I just don't remember Angel's last name. And then between Travis and myself, we've talked Roger Enns into the coming on the Planning Commission. And so now we'll have a full Planning Commission, Mike Bailey, Terry Thompson, Rex Robbins, Roger Enns, and Pat Simmons. Okay? Other than that, I don't see any other vacancies. Any comments or questions about that? Okay. Is there any committee reports tonight? Is there any, moving on to item four, is there any unfinished business tonight come before the council? Hearing none, I'll move on to item five, new business. Is there any new business the council would like staff to research for a future council meeting? Okay. I do have some mayor's announcements. The first one is the AWC Legislative Conference in Olympia is scheduled for February 18th and 19th. Myself and Ken Johnson went last year. We met with other city officials from around the state of Washington. We met with our legislators, Mark Schessler. Maybe you could explain a little bit about what we had done, Ken.
We got to meet with all of our representatives. We got to hear not only with our local ones, but other legislators throughout the state. And got to hear a little bit about each of the different parties' plans and what their goals were and how little money that the state did have, but later learn all the money they were spending too, by listening to the different ones. It's very informative. It's a time to, let's say, meet with our local legislators. I encourage every council member, if you get a chance, to go. I know the city of Pullman takes over about 6-7 people from their council. They have designated times when the whole group of them will sit down with each one of the legislators, not only in our district, but also other districts too, depending, because a lot of the different legislators head up different committees, and depending on the needs of the different, of your city, some of the different needs, it's not only important just to talk to your local legislators, but also the legislators from around the state too, to let them know what your needs are too.
Thank you, Ken. So I believe there's money in the budget to attend this legislative conference. So anybody who is interested, please let myself, Wade, Jennifer, and Spencer know, one of us. The next item I have on the mayor's announcements is the Planning Commission is planning a January retreat, and further details of that will be released. Travis is ready to get to work on implementing and putting together a comprehensive plan for our city, which we will be participants in as well. So that's pretty exciting. Maybe it isn't in some circles, but I'm excited about it because of what it means to the community. The last thing on my announcements is this Friday at 11 a.m., the new Othello Ironworks Cafe is going to be having a ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. And all of the city council is invited to participate in that, or attend it anyway. This is a new business that the Rectory family has been working on for the better part of this last year. It's now going to come to fruition, and so I think it's going to be a nice addition to our community. So, moving on to item six, I don't believe there's anything else the council's here to receive tonight. So with no further business to come before the meeting, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:32 p.m.
Quick one for the first of the year.